An excerpt from E.B. White's essay entitled Here is New York, first published in 1949.
The subtlest change in New York is something people don't speak much about, but that is on everyone's mind. The city, for the first time in its long history, is destructible. A single flight of planes, no bigger than a wedge of geese, can quickly end this island fantasy, burn the towers, crumble the bridges, turn the underground passages into lethal chambers, cremate the millions. The intimation of mortality is part of New York now, in the sound of jets overhead, in the black headlines of the latest edition. Old dwellers in cities must live with the stubborn fact of annihilation. In New York, the fact is somewhat more concentrated because of the concentration of the city itself, and because of all targets, New York has a certain clear priority. In the mind of whatever perverted dreamer might loose the lightning, New York must hold a steady, irresistible charm. It used to be that the Statue of Liberty was the signpost that proclaimed New York and translated it for all the world. Today, Liberty shares the role with death. Along the East River, from the raised slaughterhouses of Turtle Bay, as though in a race with the spectral flight of planes, men are carving out the permanent headquarters of the United Nations, the greatest housing project of them all. In its stride, New York takes on one more interior city to shelter, this time, all governments and to clear the slum called war. New York is not a capital city. It is not a national capital or a state capital, but it is by way of becoming the capital of the world. This race between the destroying planes and the struggling parliament of man, it sticks in all our heads. The city at last perfectly illustrates both the universal dilemma and the general solution. This riddle in steel and stone is at once the perfect target and the perfect demonstration of nonviolence, of racial brotherhood, this lofty target scraping the skies and meeting the destroying planes halfway, home of all people and all nations, capital of everything, housing the deliberations by which the planes are to be stayed and their errand forestalled. A block or two west of the new city of man in Turtle Bay, there is an old willow tree that presides over an interior garden. It is a battered tree, long-suffering and much climbed, held together by strands of wired, but beloved of those who know it. In a way, it symbolizes the city. Life under difficulties, growth against odds, sap rise in the midst of concrete, and the steady reaching for the sun. Whenever I look at it nowadays and feel the cold shadow of the plains, I think, this must be saved, this particular thing, this very tree. If it were to go, all would go. This city, this mischievous and marvelous monument, which not to look upon would be like death.
A Piyut, a Medieval Liturgical Prayer by Abraham Hazan Gurondi. Hide not your eyes forever, Lord, but see our deep distress, which pours out to you, while destroyers scourge our flesh with cruel blows. A year of sorrows draws to a close. Draw us up from the pit of misery, break the prison chains and make us free. Display your wonders, driving out the violent forces. Gather your flock and guard us from our foes. A year of sorrow draws to a close. Your precious vine, whose clusters ruthless men have stripped, trampled on by beasts, lift again. Even now, the buds of hope are opening. A year of sorrows draws to a close. Be strong, endure. Joy shall return and wrong shall cease. Trust still the rock, whose covenant is sure, and whose paths are peace. You shall be led to a restored Zion. In the approaching year, you shall see such a day. Begin, New Year, and bring that joyous day. Tefillat HaDerech, The Traveler's Prayer.
Yehi Ratzon, may it be your will, Lord our God, to lead us on the way of peace. and guide and direct our steps in peace, so that you bring us happily to our destination, safe and sound. Save us from danger on the way. Give us good grace, kindness, and favor both in your eyes and in the eyes of all whom we may meet. Hear this our prayer, for you are a God who listens to the heart's supplication and communion. Blessed are you, Lord our God, who hears prayer.